3 weeks ago now, myself and Leo Varadkar met to give the green light to engagement between the two parties in terms of general discussions. If you look at that press release, it spoke about equality of partnership in terms of how both parties would engage with each other. And those discussions will continue on that basis, both in terms of personnel and in terms of, more importantly, the programme for government and the actual substance of what we agree to implement over the next number of years, and particularly in the next 12 to 16 months in terms of the economic recovery. So I'm not getting into specifics here right now at this stage.
But would your preference be for you to have the position of Taoiseach in the first half of this coalition or in the second half?
I've made it very clear at that stage that, in my view, we have to focus on the policy agenda first and get that right. We have an understanding. We did discuss these issues. And I think the important thing is for the parties to continue with it, to see can we get a programme for government agreed within the next 2 weeks, and can we critically also get others on board who would subscribe or who would add to or have an input into that programme for government.
In terms of current ministries, for example, you know, obviously we have the education minister here, and a lot of the ministers, those that were re-elected, have stepped up to the plate and have had to make decisions and lead the departments. In this coalition, would you, obviously ministries would have to be divvied up, but would you be happy to see the likes of Joe McHugh continuing his role, for example?
Well, it would be a new government that has consequences in terms of, I know Joe well, but I mean in terms of the equal partnership that we have laid down as the principle by which one is guided, you know, the outgoing government will cease when a new government is appointed. And that's the basis on which you do that. It has to reflect the election outcome as well, and be reflective of that. But inevitably, that's a matter for the leaders of both parties, and indeed the parties respectively, in terms of portfolios and so on. The key thing is really that there's an agenda there that can be followed and implemented by whoever gets appointed to specific ministries.
When do you think we will see a new government in place?
Well, I would hope that within the next 2 to 3 weeks we would see a new government emerging.